bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, back to MD Radio, episode number 151. That is 151. Where did the time go? It is April the 2nd, 2012, and we are fully engulfed in the bodybuilding season. Just came back from the 16th annual Ronnie Coleman Classic out there where they do it big. That had to be the biggest amateur contest this side of the Nationals, which had upwards of 900 competitors. This one was massive, using a huge capital M, and of course, 8-time Hall of Fame bodybuilder Ronnie Coleman, 8-time Mr. Olympia, was in the house along with 2-time Arnold Classic champion Branch Warren, 6-time Miss Fitness Olympia champion Adela Garcia, and one of the world's strongest bodybuilders, Johnny O. Jackson, was in the house in the upcoming IFBB Pro, getting ready to make his pro debut. The guest poser of the evening, 7 weeks out, Steve the Rattlesnake Kuklo. I got big lips, man. I'll get that name right one day. Our reigning USA champion is about to make his pro debut, looking every bit ready to take the world of by storm and conquer New York. Steve is well on his way to being one of those guys at 26 years young to definitely bring back a sparkle to the bodybuilding industry and a lot of youth as well. Anyway, it was a long trip coming out of Dallas and the contest being held out in Mesquite, and I want to give a big congratulations to the overall Ronnie Coleman Classic champion, Kevin Ofram. The guy looked phenomenal, and he's also well on his way to making an imprint there on the national bodybuilding scene, which inevitably he'll probably wind up doing the USA's in July, and if not that, the national championships, which have now been moved from the great state of Florida last year, will be held the third weekend of November in Atlanta, Georgia this year. So Kevin Ofram is headed back with the national qualification. Of course, the USA championships come up the last Saturday in July, once again at the Artemis Hall out in Las Vegas, put on by John Lindsay. Jaguar John Lindsay putting on that one. That's going to be a monster show. I think they're going to spread it out a little bit more, get things started a little bit earlier this year. I talked to Texas State District Chairman Lee Thompson, and he said that more than likely that show will be starting probably on Thursday instead of on Friday, and wrap things up on Saturday, getting people out of there at a reasonable hour. But right now we are getting some conflicting stories about one of the publishing giants in all of bodybuilding, Robert Kennedy. He's gravely ill, and it doesn't sound very good at the moment, but possibly he may have passed away. We're not 100% sure. We don't have all the information right now, but we know that he was very ill, and you know, our prayers here at Muscular Development and on behalf of Steve Bleckman and the Bleckman family are with the Kennedy family. Robert Kennedy, a staple and a fixture within the bodybuilding community, just like Joe Weider and, of course, our very own Steve Bleckman, breaking the ground and laying the foundation, the owner of Muscle Mag International and Oxygen for Energy. I had the pleasure of writing for him 1 year, a huge bodybuilding enthusiast, fitness enthusiast, giving opportunities for many thousands of athletes and figure and fitness competitors up there in Canada. We are going to be keeping that whole family in prayer, and as this story breaks and we get more news, we'll bring it to you right here at MD Radio and, of course, at MuscularDevelopment.com, looking for confirmation as we hold Robert Kennedy and his family in prayer. And, of course, there was some other bodybuilding news that was taking place around the country as well. It wasn't only going down in Texas. We do know that Big Steve Weinberger was throwing down his contest up there. The Mets championships were taking place up in New York. I'm sure we had Team MD up there with some coverage. I was traveling, so I haven't had a chance to get on the Muscular Development website, but definitely visit www.musculardevelopment.com. Go to the forums where you can click on our contest coverage and information and follow along, find out the contest placings and the results of how the upcoming tomorrow's professional athletes fared over the weekend. I know that we are just now getting underway, March being behind us now. We're heading into the month of April where we're going to see other big events coming up. We know in 2.5 short weeks we're going to be headed to Germany where the German Pro Championships will take place in concert with the FIBO, which is the biggest bodybuilding fitness fitness expo that there is this side of the Arnold Classic. It is a massive 4-day event that brings in all walks of life from all parts of the world, mostly Europe, Norway, and Italy, and Germany, and Belgium, and England, and all of those surrounding countries. They all descend on Essen, where the event takes place in a 21 connection convention center place. There's big, huge rooms. There's 21 of them connected, and in each room there's different things going on, including MAC makeup. They got the makeup convention going on, and they have all the supplements, all the equipment, all the pros, all the amateurs going on. And the first 2 days are open. They have an opportunity for store owners and vendors and buyers and distributors to come walk the grounds and make their orders. And then on the Saturday and the Sunday, it opens up to the public. And that's when the throngs of people come in from all over the world to meet the bodybuilders and the athletes and pick up the latest apparel and gym equipment and products to take back to their neighboring countries. Huge weekend going on, the third weekend of April out there in Essen, Germany. On top of that, the Junior USAs, I believe, take place the last Saturday in April out in South Carolina. Trey Bennett puts that on along with his wife, Shannon Medrow, and that is a huge weekend and a national qualifier, as well as some pro cards, I believe, are given out that weekend. Also in concert with that is the Europa Orlando Pro Super Show that takes place down there at the Orlando Convention Center. Ed and Betty Parizo put that thing together, and that is happening also on April the 28th. I'll be at the Max Muscle Virginia Classic in its second year out in Rockfield, Virginia, where I'll be emceeing a competition out there for contest promoter Corey Matthews, and we'll have the State District Chairman of Maryland out there. Rich Siegelman will be there, and we've got John De La Rosa on his way to making his pro debut out in New York. He'll be the guest poser out there, so we'll get a good look at John De La Rosa and see what he's bringing to the table on his way to New York, where he'll meet up with Steve Kuklo, three-time 202 champion Kevin English, and a slew of other bodybuilders looking to make a name for themselves in the Big Apple. And, of course, De La Rosa will only be about 3 weeks out from that contest, so it'll be a nice opportunity for us at Muscular Development to get a good look at one of our own and New York's finest, as John will be competing in his backyard. I did want to get back to the New York Mets winners. I did find it. The light heavyweight champion was also the overall winner. George Peterson won that competition. Looks from the looks of it, the pictures that are online, a very well-rounded guy. And I know if I were him, I certainly wouldn't stop there. I'd probably stay on my game in a few short weeks, head straight down there to the Junior USA Championships and see if I couldn't add another title to go along with that. It looks very good. They also brought back teenage bodybuilding, so in the Team B category. And overall, congratulations to Kevin Summers for pulling that contest off. In the Masters heavyweight over 35, we saw Michael DePalma win the heavyweight in the overall in the Masters division. Of course, and our novice champion, Raymond Coppinger, walked off with the light heavy and the overall in the novice division. And a lot of people have got to be paying attention to our middleweight bodybuilding champion. She also won the overall, and that was Glenice Marks. She looks very good, well-rounded female bodybuilder. It looks like she's got some potential written all over her. But all those results, they can be found on MuscularDevelopment.com. Steve Weinberger and Beth Francis, they do a great job with the New York Mets, and we did some great coverage, and we've got some awesome footage in there to check out the photographs right there in the Fit Adina, working tirelessly on the New York Mets and the Ronnie Coleman Classic. She does it all. So, again, we also have an interview with Ronnie Coleman and Branch Warren and Johnny Jackson on the MD website at the Ronnie Coleman Classic. And we were going to have Yarka Laurie. She put on the World Masters Pro Championships not too many months ago out in Miami, Florida, where we saw 42-year-old former Mr. Olympia Dexter Jackson of 2008 walk off with $100,000 prize money. Word on the street is that contest will no longer be run. It may be potentially coming back, not as the Masters World Pro, but potentially, quote, as the Masters Olympia Championships. Yarka was going to call in today. She's still waiting on a couple of confirmation signatures before she can say anything publicly, but as soon as she gets confirmation. She's going to come right here to MD Radio to confirm with us, our listeners, what's exactly going on with that. So the implications of the Masters Olympia coming back are huge. They're monumental. We know that Vince Taylor had won five of those championships. The Black Prince, Robbie Robinson, was the original champion when this contest was created back in 1994 in Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, the late Sonny Schmidt in 1995 also won the Masters Olympia Championships. And a good friend of my friend, Dan English, Don Youngblood, the late Don Youngblood, passed away in 2005. He was the 2001 champion. He actually beat Vince Taylor and won that contest, putting that contest on the map. And then we saw the Frenchman, Claude Gruel, come off and win that contest as well. So there's not a whole lot of winners of that show while Vince Taylor was in there winning all those championships. But that contest may be finding its way back, and it won't be right here in the good U.S. of A. It may be headed to Prague, Czech Republic, making it an international event, and it may not be an invitation. It may be open to 40 and over IFBB professional bodybuilders. Either way, I know there's some 40-plus bodybuilders out there with pro cards that are licking their chomps, namely Dexter Jackson, more probably Tony Freeman, who was the first runner-up last year and walked off with $50,000 at the Masters Pro World Championships. And, of course, Bill Wilmore, Ed Nunn, there's guys that are out there. We can't put these 40-plus-year-old bodybuilders out to pasture when they look as good as they are, and 40 being the new 30. I mean, these guys are 40, 44, 45 years old, and they're looking like they're, you know, still in their 30s. These guys will definitely be hungry to hear Mr. Arcalori announce, hopefully, that she does have that sanction to call that contest the Masters Olympia, which would include a Sandow trophy. Now, would that bring Vince Taylor back out of retirement to go for a record-breaking number six? I'm not sure. He had some back injuries a year ago, expressed some interest, and then the contest came up too soon. Ronnie Coleman, I talked to him. He said the stage calls him daily. We know that he had back surgery. We don't know where he's at physically. He is in the gym. I guess we'll find out, you know, what's in store for Ronnie Coleman, but he thinks maybe there's still a probability that we might see him once again. There's a lot of things that can happen coming up. This is going to be a contest that's going to take place more than likely around the same time frame, probably the second weekend in December. They were looking at the end of November, but it might be more like the first week of December. So if that contest comes through, we'll have Arcalori, the contest promoter, right here. I do know one thing, that if it happens, she's confirmed to me the prize money will be pretty much the same. She's going to pay the top five guys. The winner will walk off with $100,000. She'll add fitness, bikini, and figure. All first place awards will be $7,000. She's going to pay the top three athletes in that contest. And there may be a nice Hall of Fame seminar and a super spectacular guest posing exhibition to go along with it. And may take the show over to Dubai and have a little extra curricular posing seminar type thing going on. So all that stuff is in the works. That's good news for bodybuilding. It's good news for our Masters. She's not going to call in today. Hopefully we'll get her next week once everything's confirmed. But we're going to come up, take our first commercial break right here on MD Radio, and we're going to come back with a guy that knows a thing or two about winning shows and competing as a master. Mr. Tony Freeman, the X-Man, is back after this commercial break right here on MD Radio 151.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Oh my God! It's business as usual, man! That's not you! It's not you!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMansRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we were talking at the top of the hour. We were keeping magazine publisher Robert Kennedy from Muscle Mag International in our prayers. His family, they were dealing with Robert having a terminal lung cancer. He's the recipient of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Lifetime Achievement Award earlier this March, and word on the street was that he may have passed away or was on the brink. Either way, Robert Kennedy was one of those guys that, without him, there's a lot of bodybuilders that wouldn't even have a career. Robert Kennedy was born back in 1938, son of an Austrian father and an English mother. After living in London, where he taught art, he actually taught art up there for about 8 years. He moved to Canada back in 1967, where he taught art for another 5 years. Then he went into business for himself, and he's done it all. He started a bunch of selling courses in nutrition and instruction by mail, and got into the bodybuilding and fitness in 1974. He started Muscle Mag International with an initial run of 100,000 magazines, and he's been in business for 35 years and built that thing into a mega empire, had 53 books written to his credit, had some New York Times bestsellers, and eventually he just published his own book, the Robert Kennedy Publishing Company, and they printed up hundreds of books, and he employed thousands of people. And in the 90s, he opened up 26 fitness stores and franchises, which also included a clothing line and equipment and things like that. I mean, Robert pretty much did it all. Again, he had the American Curves. He had Oxygen magazine for women, Maximum, Men's Fitness, Eating Right and Clean Eating magazines. Robert Kennedy is one of those guys that once he got into it, he went full bore. So we're trying to wait for some confirmation. I'm quite sure we'll get some clarity. I'm not sure if we'll get it within the hour, but the Kennedy family is definitely in our prayers today here at Muscular Development. But moving along, I was concluding at the last commercial break that there was rumor that things were going to be happening in a major way in bodybuilding with the return of potentially the Masters Mr. Olympia. We know Yarka Laurie's working hard at getting that sanction, working hard on securing that title. And if she builds it, I believe they will come. And I know one guy that may be interested in doing that because he's done everything else. And he continues to do it very well. By way of Atlanta, Georgia, let's bring him on. Tony Freeman, all of 6'1", 280-plus pounds. Tony, welcome back to MD Radio.
What's up, Sean? How are you?
Good, man. You're one of the more softer-spoken guys. It always strikes me when you open your mouth how soft-spoken you are and laid-back and chill you are. But, man, you got this big X-frame and imposing physique that a lot of bodybuilders, including guys that are 40-plus, like Ed Nunn, have aspired to be like. You're one of the guys, Tony, that in spite of your height, you've been able to exist in this business in a way that many people haven't. How many pro shows have you won? Have you counted how many pro shows you won?
I got seven.
Yeah, you got seven.
And I got a few near misses, but I got seven that I actually got to bring home. So that was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? I think those seven were well earned because there was a time in there you won your pro card, tore your pec and disappeared for a number of years and then came back, correct?
Yeah, well, I tore my pec before I won the pro card, so I actually came back from the pec tear and won the pro card. So, but yeah, definitely.
Was that in
2002.
Yeah. And then, so after 2002, you didn't take the break. You took the break after the pec tear.
Yeah, I took the break after, and I tore my pec in 95, and pretty much, after 95 Nationals, I pretty much was out of there until 2001 Nationals.
Well, real quick, I want to bring people back because, you know, there's people that are just coming into the game this year that may not know the history, but most people think that a tear like that is career ending. I know Gaspari had tore his pec. My mentor when I was a teenager, John Brown, tore his pec. Barry DeMay was just starting his career in 1988 when he got third in the Mr. Olympia, and in 89 he tore his pec and he had to sit that contest out. His career was never the same. And, you know, Tom Platz tore his bicep. Where were you when you tore your pec mentally? You're trying to be this bodybuilder and you tear your pec. Tell me about the process.
The craziest thing is, first I want to say something about Robert Kennedy. He's a great artist. I had plenty of time, chance to meet with him, and my heart goes out to him and his family. I'll get to say that first and foremost. But, you know, tearing the pec, I think my life literally flashed before my eyes. You know how they say when you have a near-death experience. Well, I was, it was in 95 and I was training for the Nationals and I was about 284, you know, at 27, 28 years old. And, you know, I was about 4% body fat. So I was ready to do damage. And, you know, I think that was probably the strongest I had ever been that day. And my last set of the workout, the third rep into it, I tore it. And, man, I tell you, it took me for a loop. I was able to compete and I did the Nationals anyway and I got fourth place. And then I kind of fell into like, some form of depression and just, you know, me personally, my whole forte was balance and symmetry. And then, so I looked at the pec there like, there's no way I could build a balanced physique or continue to build a balanced physique with this pec there. So I kind of just faded out of the game and, you know, just basically just said that, you know, that's nothing could be done. You know, after I talked to several surgeons and they kept scaring me with telling me how big my scar was and because it was only a partial tear, they wouldn't, they couldn't promise me anything, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, that back then the pec, surgery wasn't as popular as it is now.
Right.
So, I just, you know, kind of wrote it off and I still did physical therapy. My workout partner was actually my physical therapist. And then one day he, you know, came into the gym and was like, I found someone that can fix your pec. And I was like, bro, come on, not that again.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I went and saw this dude and this guy, you know, he was a plastic surgeon before he was an orthopedic surgeon. And he assured me that he could help me out. And he did. And, as soon as I woke up from anesthesia, I was ready to compete again, pretty much. But it was a long road. I had 7 months of rehab and then I, you know, trained hard for the Nationals. I finally got my pro card.
I was going to ask you, so that pro card validated that you were back. I mean, officially.
Oh, yeah.
You had absolutely nothing really holding you back. Obviously, your training style is adapted to the getting around the pec tear. One guy that I was very close to, Kevin Lavrone, in 1992, got second in the Mr. Olympia. And then preparing for the competition again, he tore his pec and went on into the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame. You got your pro card, and you've got 7 pro wins to your credit. You're well into your 40s, and you're still up there battling it out and picking the right shows and doing the business of bodybuilding. What do you think about that? If that Masters Olympia comes back, does that re-energize your motivation as a bodybuilder once again because it has Olympia implications?
Once again, it you know, like, honestly, I'm getting chills right now that, you know, that there's a possible chance that I can possibly win a Sandow. So that kind of, like, changes the game again for me. And, you know, as soon as I heard about it, I immediately started, you know, making my mental plans because, like, you got to go there mentally first.
Yes.
And then, you know, so now I'm actually making my physical plans. And I plan to, you know, I came really close in Miami and, you know, I think, you know what I'm saying? I really think I can get it. I really think I can get it. So, definitely
well,
got to
get 100%. What was it?
I said I definitely got to get my 100% for sure.
Well, what do you think about the potential of it moving out of the country to somewhere like Prague? Does that add a little bit more excitement to it, knowing that it's international? I mean, the Mr. Olympia has been based in Las Vegas since 1999, which means, and prior to that, the last time it was actually held outside the country was in 1992 when it was in Helsinki, Finland. So this could have some global, you know, implications in terms of people being able to attend something on this level.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm almost, you got to be thinking that it's going to be a way better turnout just because it's, you know, so many more people over there that would be interested in seeing it. I think the lineup that we presented last year was pretty spectacular considering most people didn't think we were going, you know, didn't think we all were going to bring it. So I think that's going to make a lot of people want to actually see that show. And,
stay with me, Tony. We got to take a commercial break. I'm going to come back. We'll pick up where you left off
after
this commercial break.
Yep.
I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Get in! I still here! It's going in!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth. All right, we got the X-Man Tony Freeman on the line. Tony, I guess good news. I did get a call from Canada, and they say that Robert Kennedy is not dead and that he is clinging to life. So either way, I mean, he's still in great circumstances, and again, our prayers go with him. But you were mentioning earlier about basically the business of bodybuilding and that age just is a number. But the idea that you could close out a career with a Sandow Trophy, does that sound pretty attractive to you, knowing that that window is not that big for you at this stage of your career?
Oh, you know, I'm a realist, and I know this, so... any chance that I would have to get one, I'm definitely going to go all out for it. So, you know, hopefully everything works out. I'm sure it will, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. But I definitely plan on doing my part to make sure that Sandow comes home with me.
I'm just going to go back a little bit in your career. You got started, was your first, like, memorable contest, did that take place back in 1990 when you were fourth in the junior AAU Mr. America? Is that, like, where your career started in 1990?
Yeah, because before then it was just mostly local shows that I pretty much, you know, I either got first or second every time. Wasn't really dieting or training for it. You know, I'm just working out and doing shows. Didn't really know how to be a bodybuilder. I just was kind of going through the motions. And then at that Junior America, I kind of ran into some real bodybuilders and I had to check myself. I actually, you know, once I saw what a real bodybuilder looked like, it really made me get serious and change my ways, basically.
Well, I mean, and I don't doubt that you're probably the same height you are now. What are you 6 foot?
Yeah, one? I'm 6'2".
Yeah, so, I mean, being 6'2", yeah. It was going to take some time to fill that frame out. And I know midway in your career, I'm like, you're walking around like 280, and I'm saying, look, you need to be 320. It's like,
right,
like
exactly.
How big do I need to be? But there was not a whole lot of examples walking around at your height.
No, it was hard to really, not to find motivation or inspiration, but hard to find someone to emulate.
Yeah.
And that was the problem because, you know, I can't make the gains the same way you can. You know what I'm saying? I can't really train the way you train or someone that's, you know, not really my height or have the length of my limbs. And, you know, I didn't know that at first. I was kind of just following, you know, the crowd. I mean, the day I tore my pec, I was doing a Dorian Yates workout. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I had no
business
trying to train like Dorian, but Dorian was the man at the time. And so we all were trying to be, you know, 300 or whatever it was. But, you know, I just know now that, you know, physically, you know, my training style works for me. It may or may not work for other people, but it definitely works for me. And I'm steady making progress even at this age. So I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah, well, it brought you a pro card in the form of an overall national championship back in 2002 where you won the super heavy and the overall. 4 short years later, you'd find yourself in the victory circle by winning the Europa Pro Championships, and then the following year you'd win in 2007 the Pro Ironman Invitational, Sacramento Pro. Then you'd go on in 2008, you'd win the Europa again, and then you'd win another. So you've won the Europa Dallas 3 times?
3 times in Dallas, yeah. Dallas has been very good to me. You know, I got Tampa once and Sacramento twice, so.
Yeah, well, are we going to see you back at another Europa show? Is that like what are you eyeballing right now?
Right now I'm eyeballing Toronto, and then Hartford is like 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later, 3 weeks later. I didn't have a good show there last year, so I may do that just to pretty much redeem myself. And then I'm looking at Chicago a week later. And out of one of those 3, I should win and qualify for the Olympia. And then I would just chill into the O. And then, of course, I would go back to India again if I get invited and do Spain as well. And then, you know, break it on down for the Olympia. And
all right, well, let's put it in perspective because Toronto comes up on June the 1st. And, of course, then a couple of weeks later in June also, then you'd head to potentially the Europa in Connecticut in the month of June.
Yep.
And then you'd hold off and wait until the Olympia in September.
Well, I may do Chicago. Toronto and Chicago.
Okay.
And then I saw that Hartford was really close to Chicago, so that'll be a coin toss type of situation. But
well, you're used to competing a lot. As a matter of fact, you actually gain momentum the more you compete, and have a tendency to get better.
You know, the thing about me is, you know, I have to do my peaking in stages. You know, first I got to get the body fat off. But in that process, you know, at my height, I'm not going to be as full as I need to be. So then after that, I have to work on getting myself full. So that's why it usually takes 2 or 3 shows for me to really bring what I'm bringing. You know, because you're still guessing. You're still, how many carbs do I really need to eat in order to be totally full? It's always different with me because of my height and my metabolism. Always. It's never been the same. I've always had to, you know, change it at the last minute or, you know, thinking I had plenty and then, and, you know, stop eating and then I end up flattening out or how they say you fade during prejudging and whatnot. So for years, that's why I kept doing shows so I can learn how to circumvent that situation.
Well, you're not a bodybuilder that's ever been afraid of actually competing or competing too much. You've actually had some very good success because it's opened the doors and the gateways to the world. You've been all over the place, all over the world. Right. As a bodybuilder, and when you started, did you think at this stage of your life, at this age of your life, that you'd still be in the mix, in the hunt,
no.
of basically any show that you enter?
No, I didn't. I mean, to be honest with you, I really thought it was all over, you know, after 95, 96. But, you know, when you come back and you start doing things and, you know, I really just got back into my craft and got back into what I was doing. And I took notes from you. You know, you had longevity. And I learned right away that you can do this bodybuilding thing one or two ways. You can follow the crowd and, you know, go for the gusto and be a gunslinger, but you're not going to be around. You're not going to be hanging out, you know, 10, 12, 15 years later. So I kind of paced myself kind of like you did. You know, you didn't follow the crowd. You didn't try to gain 40, 50 pounds. You did Sean Ray. And, you know, when I first started doing it, I was following the crowd. But I've learned since then. So now I do T-free and it's working for me. It's allowing me to keep it in perspective. I know I'm 45, you know, it'd be 46. I'm competing against, you know, 20s and 30-year-old guys. So, you know, I don't expect, to have an advantage over them. So I don't train as such. I always know that it's going to be, I remember how easy it was for me to get in shape when I was in my 20s. It was crazy, but I know better than that now. So I'm a little more strategic, you know, got a lot of mature muscle. A lot of miles in the game, so I know how to pace myself and manipulate my physique, you know, so that's why I just keep doing it.
Well, since you're one of those guys that is a threat in any open pro show, let's get back to that Olympia Sandow trophy coming up potentially at the beginning of December to wrap up the year, because you've done that once, so this is going to be something that you'd be repeating. And you actually probably would have better success this time around because you know what to expect coming off of an Olympia through the holidays and right back onto the stage. How important does this show to the economy of the bodybuilding industry to have a Masters Olympia the same way we have the 212-pound Pro Open?
Well, you know, I think there's more of us 40-somethings out there than anybody right now. So I think it gives a lot of guys and gals you know, in the over 35 category, over 40 category, you know, hope, you know, because, you know, you still want to train, you still, you know, still have your health and your strength and you want to get out there and a bodybuilding show, especially a big one like that, will push you to see what you got left in the tank. And, I always welcome that challenge and having a goal like that to reach, just, like I say, it just makes it sweeter. I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. But now I have something really to cherish, and I can really go strong and, you know, hopefully end up with that Sandow.
Yeah, and the experience last year had to have been something that was a welcome addition in terms of leveling the playing field and competing against guys with the same amount of years in the game. But
it made a lot of difference for me.
Clearly you're not afraid of any of these cats in terms of the shows of getting there. You're happy with the new Olympia qualification system that you have to win a show to get to the Olympia?
Yes, I am. And I'm also glad that they, you know, I know I won't never get the credit, and I really don't care if I do or not, but the point situation, I've been saying that for a long time. I don't know if me and you have ever talked about it. But, you know, in addition to that, I think that's going to, you know, give some guys who may or may not feel like they even have a shot to do anything in the sport, you know what I'm saying? I do think they need to correct it and give the winner X amount of points as well, because that opens the door for a points champion at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? So I think that would be something that, you know, some company would want to be the sponsor of this points champion. And that right there will, like I say, increase the economy of the situation. But I'm just happy that, they're finding ways to expand our sport. And I'm just happy to see that they're going in that direction to just make it better. I mean, you know, I think, like I say, I think we could be a few levels further than we are right now, but at least we're headed in the right direction.
Right on, man. Well, as you get a little bit closer to Toronto, make sure you come back on, share with us a little bit about the experience and your expectations heading out there. Hopefully Team MD will be there to cover the show.
Excellent. You going to be at FIBO?
I'll be at FIBO. I'll see you out there in Germany, my man.
Okay, cool. I'll have X-Pain over there, and we'll be looking for you.
All right, one of the laid-back pros that you're ever going to talk to, the big X-Man, Tony Freeman. He'll be out there at the FIBO in Essen, Germany, April, the third weekend of April. Stop by the booth, grab some of that X-Pain, help your joints out, And we'll catch up with him as he heads into the Toronto Pro Championships this June the 1st. We're going to take our final commercial break. We're going to come back with the Rambling Freak, Big Greg Valentino, after this commercial break.
Let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness, the track.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Phosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at HumaPro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, that was the X-Man, Tony Freeman. And once again, we started the show off kind of on a doom and gloom rumor that publishing giant Robert Kennedy from Muscle Mag International might have passed away. And word on the street is that he is alive. His spirit is strong. So we are sending him tons of prayers and good vibrations from Team Muscular Development. We know he's affected thousands of lives, employed thousands of people, and changed the face in the sport of bodybuilding, especially up there in the Great White North in Canada, as well as in England and around the world. Muscle Mag International is another one of those journals out there that have helped shape the lives and careers of bodybuilders globally, along with his magazine Oxygen and his many well-documented books. So Robert Kennedy today is in our prayers. I want to change gears and move it over to New York, the East Coast, and bring on the Ramblin' Freak, one of the hottest columns in all of Muscular Development magazine, a mainstay with Muscular Development for several, almost a decade, I believe. Let's bring him on. Big Greg, welcome to MD Radio. Greg Valentino.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Greg, how long have you been writing? How long have you been writing?
Going in my 11th year, man.
Yeah, so it's over a decade, man. You're a fixture. You've seen a lot of things come and a lot of things go over the years, including the introduction of the MD web page, the electronic media side, and, of course, the MD TV, and now, of course, the radio show. And you've seen the changing of the guards with different senior editors and staff writers and lots of changes going on, not only just here at Team MD, but also over at the other publications out there. But as these things change, we watched the economy has changed. We watched bodybuilding legends and icons that you came up with, and Lee Haney and Ronnie Coleman and Kevin Mavroney, Flex Wheeler. These guys are all in retirement like myself for the past decade now, Greg. And, of course, we've seen the passing of a lot of individuals that have made our sport so great, including Ben Weider and a lot of bodybuilders that we've come up with that you've probably trained with. As we grow older, you and I, as we grow older and we look at things and these changes, are the changes something that, in our sport we're readily able to, adapt and change to and embrace, or are you like me? Are you clinging to try to keep things the way they were so that we have some type of quality control? I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of changes coming real fast, and I sound like my mom and dad. They're just a little bit, you know, disheveled a little bit with a lot of change, you know? Is it good or is it bad?
I agree with you. You and I are both old school guys. I mean, you got to remember, I started in 1972. When I actually stood on stage where there was no music. You used to just pose, with a light. So I'm really old school. Now, I'm not saying that I want to go back to that, but I like the older physiques, like in your day with, like the Mike Christians, yourself, Lee Haney, Ree Labrada. I mean, think about Ree Labrada. What was he, like 178 or something like that? Mm-hmm. I mean, today he couldn't even, my God, you got girls competing heavier than that. It's just insane, I just don't think it looks good. I don't even know who half these new MD guys are, to be honest with you. Every day we sign somebody new, I think we signed Robert Kennedy today.
It's crazy how, people are getting picked up here, there, and everywhere. But, change can be good and it can be too much, but at the end of the day, trying to find that working system and trying not to fix what's not broken is kind of like where the old school guys don't want to mess around with a formula that actually works. So I want to try to find, moving forward to go into 2012, I want to find out, we don't want to lose sight of Greg Valentino. The Ramblin' Freak has a home here. You've been here for 11 freaking years. Your column's one of the more popular ones. Are you going to be more visible and a little bit more active? I know I've been a little bit slow getting around to you this year. We're going to have you more often on the radio show. But are you going to be attending more of these shows and trying to be more out in front and center with MD?
Yeah, absolutely. I have no problems, It's, wherever Steve wants me to go, I'll definitely go. I'm there. I think, you know, I like to bring a little bit lighter side to things, you know what I mean? Make it a little bit more entertaining. You know what I mean? That's why whenever I do videos or any of that stuff, it's a little bit more entertaining. I mean, you can only ask and hear these guys talk about the same shit. We've been dying real hard, you know. I've been out training for this side, right? 8 weeks or whatever. You know, who cares about that shit? After a while, it's generic answers. The way I look at it, same shit, just different guy, you know? I like to just try to bring a different flavor, you know, maybe a little spice. My shit's not for everybody, but, you know, it's you got to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know what I mean?
Well, and you also do the whole babe of the month type thing. Are you right. attending more shows? Or are you becoming a little bit more reclusive? I don't see you out at these shows as much. Did you go to the New York Mets?
Well, no, I want to go to more shows. It's I got to get sent there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have no problems. I don't want to be reclusive. I got a lot of things I'm doing. My son my son's been just got in the military, but now he just got accepted. He's flying out right now as we speak. I dropped him off last night in Albany Airport because he's flying out. He's in an elite branch of the U.S. military. So, you know, I've been really busy with that stuff with him, you know, I'm not supposed to say where he's going, what part, but he's in a really elite branch, you know, and I'm so proud of that kid. But I want to get more involved, you know. I do. Sometimes I feel like the odd man out, you know.
Well, I'm extending. Here's the olive branch because we've come to the end of the show. But next Monday, April the 9th, I want to have you as my wingman for the entire week as we head into coming out of the Easter holiday weekend. And I've got to wrap this up, Greg. But next week you're going to be my wingman, right? Whole hour.
Absolutely. You got
whole
it.
Hour with Greg Valentino. I want to wish everybody a very safe and happy Easter coming up this holiday. I'm representing my 9th wedding anniversary in 2 short days on Wednesday the 4th. So I want to say congratulations, honey. I can't believe you put up with me this long, but we got 2 wonderful children, and hell, let's do it another 9 years. But I want to thank all my guests, Tony Freeman, and of course, Yarka Laurie will be on next week. Greg Valentino will be my wingman next week. And again, our prayers are out with the Muscle Mag International family and Robert Kennedy. And we'll keep you posted on any breaking news right here on Muscular Development Radio. Have a safe Easter weekend. He has risen this Sunday, the 8th of April. With that, we've come to a close here at episode 151. I'm Sean Ray. Peace.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.